Hey everybody, welcome to Game Over Nation. I don't remember what episode this is, so I'm your host, Whoa. Javi Rodriguez.
With me. Well, it should be 105, but 104 didn't ever get posted.
Yeah, because Dobie's a bunch of dicks.
Good job, Gabe.
I'm working on it. It's the lost episode.
So
why are we recording a new episode if we don't have a new episode in the barrel?
We can just post last episode and say it's this episode.
It's the lost episode. So this is episode number TBD.
Oh.
This is episode number Pokemans.
Pokemons.
That's a shitty name, Ryan.
Kind of like Chandelure.
Yeah.
Kind of like what?
Chandelure, it's a Pokemon.
How does it feel, Ryan? You're a shitty Pokemon.
It's... I guess
Ryan,
it sucks.
You're a fucking ice cream cone with eyes.
Is that what that is?
Not Chandelure.
Oh. Is that like a chandelier with eyes?
It is.
Yes.
I'm on the Pokemon diet. I went to go eat some ice cream because I'm a fucking fat ass and it was staring at me and I couldn't eat it.
Alright, so we've been playing some Pokemon.
Thanks, Jenny Craig.
Unfortunately, not Dylan, though. Dylan has not been playing Pokemon because Toys R Us is not a place that you should
God
buy video games.
Godspeed you, P.S.
So what, you've got another game you're waiting on that hasn't shown up?
It's the same order.
But hey, while he's waiting for Pokemon, you can play GTA 5.
I'm on the last mission.
Hurry up, Toys R Us. Hey,
so I got a box of all my games and like Blu-rays and my PS3 and Xbox and all that.
Games like
I just don't have
now.
A monitor or like or TV or like anything to like do with them. So they're just kind of chilling.
Go steal
GTA
one.
GTA 5 will come one day.
Go steal one, Gabe.
On it. Craigslist, here I come. Casual encounter.
Break into Fozzie's place. No one cares about that, Jamook.
He's got like 5 TVs.
Exactly.
He won't even notice one missing.
Probably not.
Too busy being a Jamook.
I think you've got this.
So we've been playing Pokemon.
Gabe, you got
I think
a late
we
start,
are,
huh?
We all got Y, I think. Ryan, you got Y?
Yep.
Javi got Y.
This dude
I
wants
got
to
y.
massage my Pikachu.
Oh, shit.
Where'd you get a Pikachu?
The forest.
Why would you not get Y?
I don't know. Apparently, someone earlier today was saying that whatever those other dumb Charizard evolutions are, like the blue and black one or whatever, like you can only get it in X, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, because it's blue.
And
yeah.
So that's what everyone was buying. Apparently, X was like way outselling Y.
Because of Charizard?
Yeah.
People have shit taste and they like shoulder spikes.
Dude, shoulder spikes are the bomb.
That's a shoulder spike?
I need to find a taco-esque Pokemon and just name him Password.
Password is me.
I'm surprised there's not a Taco-bellio.
Taco-bellio.
They've got ice cream, they've got garbage, and that's pretty much tacos.
Burger King Zord. No.
I also think something that's funny about Pokemon is that, like, there's not, as far as I can tell in my limited experience with Pokemon games, there's not, like, normal-ass animals in this world. So, really, they're just talking about animals. Like, these are just the animals that live in our world. So, basically, it's just a bunch of, it's just a worldwide approved dogfighting ring.
Basically.
Is what we're working with in this game.
They don't die, though.
I'm going to go teach
my So, it's
dog.
Even more brutal than...
I'm the Michael Vick of the Pokemon world.
Hey, my dog is called Flame. What type do you think she is?
Dragon.
Yeah. Dragon type.
Fucking water, you piece of shit.
Dragon dog.
And then it's also funny, I was like, it's bad form to steal people's Pokemon. Gabe tells me you can't even do it. I thought you could.
No, you can't steal people's Pokemon, Ryan.
That's never been a thing in any of those games.
No.
I don't know. I thought I tried in another one, and I knew there was a reason I couldn't. I didn't realize that was it. I didn't remember why it didn't work. or like, I thought maybe someone got onto me for it or something.
Hey, what kind of bicycles did you guys get?
But I don't have a bicycle.
I don't have a bicycle. I have roller skates, dog.
I just got a green one. Or no, yellow one.
So you can't steal people's Pokemon, but you can absolutely set them on fire with your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, positively.
That makes sense.
And also, to disclose more information, Javi and Ryan started with Chespin, the grass starter. I started with Froakie because he's a badass. And Dylan, who are you planning on starting with? Because you hate them all equally.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. Oh, my. Probably the fire one.
What's, I can't remember the fire one's name.
It's like, it starts with an F. Yeah.
I knew that from the top of my head.
Yay, but you don't remember any of the others.
I say that because her first form is better than any of their others, and her final form is equally as bad as any of the others.
Yeah, one of the things I was gonna, like, because I haven't played previous games really, was like, how you guys go, because we talked about this a little before the show, like, how you guys go about, like, capturing Pokemon later, because at some point, you just start hitting things and they die real quick.
Well, at that point, you start pulling out Pokemon out of your box that aren't leveled up and use them to weaken.
Do you care? I mean, I guess if you're going into a gym or something, then you go get all your best ones, right? And then
I always carry my best ones. I'm not a big catch 'em all kind of guy.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Gotcha. I usually just have a squad that I roll with.
Yeah,
usually,
but that only comes when you know enough about all the Pokemon to know which ones you want. Like, I don't know that.
Well, right? I mean, no, because, like, you come across one, and you're like, oh, I want that. But usually, like, you're in an area that you're supposed to be in, so the wild Pokemon don't get one-shotted. So you're in the wrong, or you're, like, sticking around too long.
Yeah. I get a... when I'm just roaming around catching stuff, I get a really, like, a fighting type with really high attack and just give it false swipe.
Yeah.
And mega kick!
Nope, just false swipe.
Well, I just, like, rearranged my Pokemon before we recorded, and I was able to, now that Beedrill evolved, and I switched out something for the Pincham, they can both get the false swipe.
Yeah, Beedrill, I believe, can learn it.
Yeah, I really don't like my squad right now. I'm rolling with Froakie, Pansage, who is getting better. I've got this stupid little honeycomb flying around. What is it? Combee.
Combee, I like Combee's evolved form.
Yeah, but he ain't there yet, so he's a bitch.
Can I get one of them flopping around fish guys?
I've got an old rod, so you can throw that in the water and all you catch is Magikarp.
Oh, okay.
With an old rod?
That's what we called my 7th grade gym teacher. Old rod.
Good old rod. So, the crazy thing that's been getting all the kids about this Pokemon, and by kids I mean reviewers, is that they're like, this is the Pokemon we wanted, or not we wanted, but, like, I don't know. It fixed a lot of problems. Like, it's the one that they wanted, like, a decade ago. I don't know, they've said something like that.
Finally roller skates that you can't take off.
Look, I mean, if you think about it, people bought fucking Pokemon Colosseum just so they could see these sprites fully realized and fighting each other. So they just put Pokemon Colosseum into the game proper. On top of that, you can finally customize your fucking character. Just like a ton of little things that we've been waiting for forever are here now.
Although I did see someone earlier saying, and I witnessed this last night. This is a game in which Bulbasaur uses his vines during tackle, but not during Vine Whip. His animation, his Vine Whip animation just does the exact same thing every other one does. Shows a little green swirl, and then you get hit.
But, like, some of the animations are actually pretty cool. Like, my Froakie's, like, water spout or whatever. It's got, like, a pretty good animation. But, like, the tackle and growl and all that stuff, the not flashy moves are kind of... meh.
Yeah, Tackle looks the same. Like, a lot of those look the same for everybody.
Yeah. So what have you guys thought so far about the Pokemon?
It's great.
I'm curious if I'll actually beat this one, because I've played like 4 or 5 Pokemon games and I've never beaten one of them.
Okay, so what's everyone else? Well, I guess Javi, what's your party at? What is your party right now?
The levels?
No, what is your? What are they? What are you rolling with?
Oh, hold on. Let me finish changing my costume.
Okay, well, while he's doing that, I've got the Chespin. I've got the Chespin. The Chespin. Well, he's the only one named C-Pizzle, so. and then I've got a Blastoise? Is that the second version of it? The Squirtle that turns into, or is it?
It's a War Turtle.
War Turtle.
You weren't kidding. Yeah, you weren't kidding. Oh.
Yeah.
Thought you were joking around there. Yeah, no. War Turtle, you dumb idiot.
Oh. Because I've played so much Pokemon in my day.
Well, whose fault is that?
My ages. Definitely my ages.
Your agent?
Yes, my agent said no Pokemon. And then I have that Pencham, Beedrill, and I got that, what was the fire one that was the gift?
Torchic.
Yeah, I went ahead and put him in to level him up and put Panseer in the box.
So the Torchic right now is like just a free gift from Nintendo, pretty much,
yeah.
Where you connect online and do this little thingy. Does it start at like level 1, or does it kind of start with
10, I think.
Yeah, it started at 10.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's like around where I'm at.
Yeah, that was pretty much a little under for where I'm at, but yeah, worked out pretty well.
I'm finally getting a router tomorrow so I can have internet.
Yeah, if you turn it on the game, just go to the mystery gift button. There it is.
And by internet, I mean Wi-Fi, not just wired. Oh, shit! Without even realizing it, Froakie just turned into Frogadier. Suck on that.
So everyone knows what Gabe is doing now.
Are you ready for my team?
Yes.
All right. Let me pick up this X defense real quick. All right, cool. I basically have the team that I always have in the old games. I have Pikachu, Squirtle. Of course, Pikachu is named Zapazon.
Zapazon.
Oh my goodness.
Can you explain the name Zapazon
for people that are not in the know? Drunk friend Ron.
Yeah, my brother's dumb friend used to hang out at the house, and I guess one of my brother's other friends, and my brother's 4 years older than us, so like we're like, oh, they don't care or know about Pokemon or whatever. And then one of them is like, oh, I like Pokemon. We're like, yeah, can you name 25? And he's like, yeah, and he named 25 of them, and we're like, whoa, I can't believe it. And we told Ron about that, and he's like, I could do that. I could name 50. We're like, yeah? All right. Can you do it? And he names, like, 4 of them. He's like, and then he gets a Pikachu. What does he turn into?
Fucking Zapazon.
Completely serious.
This is the same guy that me and him almost burned Javi's house down.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that's a story for another time. All right, let's have a vote right now. Which original starter should I take? Squirtle, Charmander, or Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur.
Dude, I hate Bulbasaur, though.
Well, you shouldn't ask.
I took Squirtle.
Well,
But that's because I had Chespin.
Gabe, do you really want 2 water types?
No, I'm going to take Charizard.
It's
Torchic's dumb. And I've already got my flower baby or whatever the hell that Pokemon is.
Flambaby?
Really? You think that Flababy is better than Bulbasaur?
No, but Charmander's the shit.
So you ever have times in your life when shit just starts like a word gets said that you haven't heard before or haven't heard in a long time, and then all of a sudden that word appears everywhere?
Yes.
Melancholy.
Yeah, so like in Psychonauts. In Psychonauts, you have this item called a dowsing rod or whatever to find shit. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I never seen that word dowsing in a game before. And then I started playing Skyward Sword and your fucking dowsing ability for your sword or whatever the fuck. And then in this, you get a goddamn legit dowsing rod.
They had that in Generation 4, dude.
It won't go away. Stop dousing my life. That is all.
I'm fed up with this word. That was a little forced room humor right there.
That's cool.
Cool. I guess I'm gonna go wander back around that forest and see if I can find me Pikachu.
That Pikachu. Just yeah, that's what I always do. What was it like? I think it was Viridian Forest.
Yep. That's where I got my Caterpie and Pikachu and all the fixins.
Yeah, because you gotta get Butterfree, because that's like the best Pokemon ever.
You gotta get Butterfree.
I'm gonna butter your free.
Baby, I'm a butter your free. gross.
So, can someone explain to me Mega Evolutions? Because
it's like a buff. You know how you use fucking double team to make your guy harder to hit? You use Mega Evolution Stone to make your Pokemon evolve temporarily. It's the same thing.
What's the point?
It makes them stronger.
Can't you just use that turn to either switch to a better suited Pokemon or just use an attack?
Yeah, so I guess this is like if you're... And I'm curious, like, does it last the whole match? Because if so, then what the fuck does it matter? Like, both people could turn into mega versions of their guys and then whatever.
And still get taken out by one surf.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh my god, they got a water type. I better use Mega Charizard. I still died in one Hydro Pump. I could have spent that turn to switch in a different type.
Yeah, but you could have been Mega.
I could have put a grass type in and just killed them. Oh.
So I'm in a rock gym. Those are always the easiest gyms.
Unless you picked fire.
Squirtle, do your worst.
If you picked fire, you were screwed at Brock's gym.
The gyms in this are actually really cool.
Are they really hard?
Well, no, I just mean the actual facilities are really cool. They're really inventive.
Oh.
At least the first one is way cooler than Brock's gym.
Well, now I'm in a rock, the first one I'm in like a rock climbing studio, and you have to like climb up the walls and stuff.
Cool. See,
yeah, it's like the first gym in the game is like a giant spider web.
Yeah.
See, they slowly went away from being actual gyms to being like weird amusement parks.
Yeah.
Being like fun.
Remember in like Pokemon Season 1 where every gym was an actual gym just with
a training facility.
Yeah. Like Brock's was just a bunch of a battlefield with like rocks. Misty's was the swimming pool.
Yeah, but like in the games though, like Lieutenant Surge just had this ridiculous teleporting puzzle.
Yeah, weird.
And that one chick had the flower maze garden or whatever.
I don't understand what's going on. I think the cartoon's interpretation was much better. I'm not gonna lie.
So,
yeah, I don't know.
In each Pokemon game, does, like, the area change? Because, I mean, starting in Viridian City,
you're
in
a different continent in every one.
Yeah, they say you're in the Kanto region, or the Johto region, or the Kanto region, they're different regions.
The Chancho region.
Those are things. Like, did you just name real things?
Silver and Gold kind of ruined it for every game going forward when it, like, included the entire first region. Like, nobody can live up to that.
Then why don't they keep doing cool shit like that?
Yeah. It's like putting a whole other Pokemon game in there after the end. That's like the coolest surprise ever.
It's like Heart Gold, where they had your Pokemon follow you around, and they were like, people don't need that anymore.
I will say about this game that I didn't notice in, like, Black or any other games I've played, is that it's like, all about being as much like an anime as it can, because you're just a bunch of friends, and you're all about togetherness and friendship, and you're all aiming for the top.
I like it, though. Also, it's different. You're not just some loner kid that wants to be a master for some reason. You're, like, part of a school.
What's your nickname for all of for all you guys, because you get to pick a nickname with your friends.
Oh, I'm the Armeister.
You're the Armeister. I'm G Baby.
Hov.
I'm just, oh.
Dicks.
Lame.
Dicks. Oh.
Hey, Raw Dog.
My name is obviously, so like they'll be like, oh my god, that was so much fun, comma, obviously.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Oh man, but I'm determined. I'll try to beat this Pokemon.
Gonna try and push through it too. I played like. Little of Soul
Silver.
Just
like suffering the whole time.
I'll eventually get through
it's
it.
It's the worst!
I'll tolerate it as much as I can.
The worst, Jerry. The worst. No. Yeah,
it is nice to see Pokemon in 3D.
Tis.
Not in complete 3D, like the 3DS 3D, but like 3D models and all that.
It's so weird. Like, I didn't think they'd ever do it. I thought they dug themselves too deep, and there's no way. But you know what? Maybe they're artificially hiding the fact that they didn't model every single Pokemon. Like, what if they're like, well, there's absolutely no way to get this Pokemon and this Pokemon into this game, so we don't have to model them yet.
That's why you can't trade them yet.
Yeah.
Wait, you can't trade Pokemon yet? I thought
you can't trade from Black and White into this.
Okay.
I told you, I was complaining I don't have my Marowak, and that's why.
Well, you don't have it because you don't have the game.
Well, I can't trade for it anyways.
I guess that's true, ain't it? But, so... I don't know what else. What are your like? Get into details about like what do you like about this game over the other Pokemans? What are the changes that you like?
Squirtle
is there immediately.
Yep.
I like that. Maybe I just forget, but in other like fights, you would have to like dig through your bag to get to like a potion or something. Or a Pokeball, you'd have to like sort through all the tabs, but in this is like a pretty streamlined.
You can even organize the tabs however you'd like.
it's a bunch of small fixes I've noticed so far that's just easier to manage.
They did the same thing. Like with Animal Crossing on DS and Pokemon on DS, it used to be if you wanted to switch from the buttons to the touchscreen, you had to tap the touchscreen and then it would be like, okay, now you can use the touchscreen. So you had to do it twice. Which was so obnoxious. I mean, it sounds like a simple thing, but like now you can just instantly press a button on the touchscreen and it reacts. You don't have to be like, hey, I'm ready for touchscreen controls now. You know?
I'm ready, man. So, Ryan, is this like your first Pokemon?
No, I played a little bit of Soul Silver and then just kind of moved on to other stuff. Mm. I may have already played more of this one than I did of that one.
I played Black, I think, for only a few hours. Okay, I saw a Trubbish, and I was like, "This is too much."
I do have a question here.
Mm.
Okay, so Pencham wants to learn Karate Chop, right?
Yes.
And I have Tackle, and Karate Chop has the same power and accuracy as Tackle, except that you can has a better chance to land criticals. But Karate Chop is fighting, whereas Tackle is normal. Is there any reason that fighting is at a disadvantage?
Against what?
Different Pokemon are weak against fighting or normal.
So I guess they could... they're kind of interchangeable then? I might run into something that is weak against...
I mean, if you run into a psychic Pokemon, the fighting move will do no damage at all. But if a normal move will. So, I mean, but... Then there's other Pokemon.
A normal attack won't do anything to a ghost type.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then some Pokemon, if you match their type with their own attack type, they get a boost to that attack.
At the end of the day, Pokemon is just really, really complex rock, paper, scissors.
Right. I'm just wondering if I should keep the normal attack or switch to the fighting attack. But it seems like the fighting attack in more situations would be better.
Yeah,
unless I run into that one.
Well, is there only the one move you're willing to forget?
Well, cause it would almost be like doubling up the same move.
I guess so. Unless, I mean, I guess you gotta compare all factors. Like, is it worth it to,
Well, I could drop, like, Leer. I rarely Leer's use awful. Those.
Yeah, no, any of those kind of status things other than, like, Sand Attack, I don't mess
with them. No, don't fuck with those. Those are baby shit.
Gotcha.
You know the reason I won every single first battle, even though the Pokemon I was fighting was,
Because they kept doing Leer. And...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They just punched them in the face while they growled at me.
Pretty much. Truth. Truth.
Twoof.
I seek twoof, and it is that I punch that thing in the face repeatedly. But, See, I'm learning. I'm learning as I go.
Isn't this
baby
fun?
Steps.
I wish I could still learn.
He wishes he could play Pokemon again for the first time.
So what the fuck's up with the hordes of Pokemon you run into? And
they're really dumb.
It's so bad. And unless you have a move that hits them all, like Squirtle's Bubble.
Surf.
Yeah, which I've been using. I've been using Bubble.
Avi, just get Surf. I'm
I don't
sure
have it yet.
What I do is I hit them with the area move, and then I just kind of keep an eye, and then I'll go to tackle and finish them all off one by one and then capture the last one, because I am kind of in
do
the
they,
catch them all move.
So the groups, do they pretty much gangbang you?
Well, they're all like half your level.
Oh.
Yeah, but there's
It'll
so
be
many of them that you have to wait for all of them to do headbutt.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
You have to wait for all of them to take off 1 point of damage with each attack.
And if you don't have a group attack thing, you have to attack all of them one by one. Like, you have to attack one of them and then get hit by all of them and then attack another one.
And you're not even guaranteed to kill it in one hit, are you?
No.
Sometimes not. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's really bad.
And if you want to capture whatever it is, you have to wait until there's
only
one left.
And let me guess, they don't give you good XP at all.
Not really.
That was the biggest problem with wild Pokemon, is they when you beat them, they didn't give you good experience at all. You had to rely on trainers for experience. Because grinding out those Pidgeys for 10 experience each when you need 4,000 to level up is not cutting it.
It's 400. 400 Pidgeys you'd had to kill. You monster.
That was the biggest problem. Some of those, if they would just up the experience that wild Pokemon would give you, then great. That'd be fucking awesome.
You know, I really miss about playing on an emulator.
Holding the space bar to make it go at 400%.
Yep. Because, God, it makes grinding.
Well, you can if you don't care about any of the graphics or anything, you can turn off all the animations and you can make the text go at super speed.
That sounds delightful. That's how I first played Silver, was with an emulator, so I would just hold the space bar when I was running across long distances. And I'd be like, zoom! And I was like, this is amazing.
Hey, Javi, how long did it take you to find a Pikachu?
I found it naturally. I was just walking back and forth in the forest, trying to get all the little Pokeballs that were around and run into every trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. The only one that I've seen is the one that a trainer had.
And you tried to steal it.
Well, I didn't try, I was just asking.
Team Ryan's gonna blast off the speed of light.
I was just asking. I didn't even try. If I had tried, I would have found out that you can't.
Why are you so obsessed over a Pikachu?
Because I've never had one.
It's just a shitty-ass Pikachu. Why you gotta dedicate...
You mean Zapazon.
Zapazon,
I gotta get a Zapazon.
You know what is the biggest bullshit? Because Pikachu is so popular, they gave it an item that it can hold. That only Pikachu could hold it. That would make it better than Raichu.
I kind of like that because Pikachu looks way cooler than Raichu.
You're a fucking idiot. Raichu is the coolest.
hate Raichu. Always hated Raichu.
Does Pikachu, does that item still exist in this?
Possibly. I believe it was called Light Ball.
I hate that when you beat a gym leader, all the gym leader's little, you know, followers don't fight you anymore.
I make sure to fight all of them before I go to the gym leader.
Yeah, but it's kind of tough in this because it's so non-linear. Non-linear.
Did you check your inventory?
No.
What about your inventory?
Oh.
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 Ryan's second biggest pet peeve.
God, my guy looks so cool, guys.
The one that's bothering me lately is when I keep seeing people write CST or PST or EST because it's not standard time right now. It's daylight time. It's PDT, CDT, EDT.
Wait, it's daylight savings?
Yes.
Really?
When did that happen?
No, daylight savings is like 9 months of the year now.
What? Why is it even a thing?
Because farmers.
No.
There's like three of them.
Fuck, yeah. I hate farmers.
Well, no, but this we're currently in daylight savings time.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
And that ends in the first weekend of November. It goes back to standard time.
Does that make it like super dark, super early?
Yes.
Why?
Holly's gonna get mugged on his walk to work.
Who does that benefit?
The muggers. Farmers.
The mugger. Yeah, they were splitting time between muggers and farmers.
I don't even see how that benefits anyone. It's like, you know what, I want to wake up.
Well, no, I think it should be daylight saving time. They should just get rid of daylight saving time and call it standard time and then get rid of this time switch.
Yes.
That's what should happen.
Because it's confusing. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, government shutdown.
God, it's not even going to switch times because the government shut down.
That sounds awesome.
Like, well, we're not switching times because the government's not running.
Yeah. The government put the budget out.
The government
time.
Didn't change their clocks.
You're such assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really stupid?
That's still going on,
yet?
Right?
You can go to someone's PC or whatever to access your box. But you can't just... You have to click deposit and withdrawal exclusively. You can't just drag...
Oh, yeah, that is dumb. That bugs the shit out of me.
It's so stupid.
Isn't there the move Pokemon option?
What?
Move Pokemon was always the option that you could do both.
No, that's not an option. I've never seen that before.
Really? It's been in all of them. Move Pokemon, and it would let you do it.
Then why is there a deposit and withdrawal option?
Because Game Freak is kind of stupid sometimes.
I have never seen Move Pokemon. Is it on that same computer?
Yeah.
We got organized boxes, organized items, withdraw Pokemon, deposit Pokemon, and log out.
There used to be a Move Pokemon.
Hmm.
Well, there ain't no moss.
Damn it.
Thanks, Obama. Government shutdown's fucking us over again.
Man. Some bullshit.
Let's take it up with the Presidente.
Well, I'm gonna read what some people have been saying about Pokemon and ask our listeners. I don't know. I didn't ask for questions. I asked for what they thought about the Pokemon game.
What if we didn't buy Pokemon?
I think people still ask some questions.
Yeah, I haven't actually looked at them yet, so they're a surprise for everybody.
Yay!
So, first off, we'll just read some opinions. So, Erica Doyle, I think that's EA Doyle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says Panchamp is her favorite new addition so far.
Which is, there's no P on it, but...
Hmm?
There's no
Pancham?
P. Yeah, the name of the is without a P.
Okay.
I don't care.
And Steven Prentice says, it's fantastic and feels quite a bit like Pokemon Colosseum.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
You take that back right now.
when you put it that way, I'm canceling my order.
You can't.
What was that Pokemon that came out for the GameCube, I think it was? Gale of Darkness? Fuck that game.
People were like, whoa, it's finally an RPG. No, it's not.
No, it's even worse.
When are they just going to make a Pokemon MMO?
Well, you know what I was thinking? Why hasn't, like, Activision or somebody with the resources just said, you know what, Nintendo won't make a 3D Pokemon game. Let's just make
Skylanders in 3D.
But like, what? Why not just rip it off completely? Make Pokemon for a console that looks amazing.
I bet they can afford that Digimon license.
Yeah, like, boom.
Then does Nintendo's Digimon like, even fuck. Exist anymore?
Does what exist?
Digimon.
Probably. Yeah, dude, they made an MMO, and they're still, like, making content for it, because I get emails about it all the time.
Javi, you really think Game Freak doesn't have the resources?
I'm not saying Nintendo doesn't have the resources. I'm saying Nintendo is actively, like, holding back because they want... This is their grip on the handheld market, you know? But, like, that doesn't mean that nobody else can do it, you know?
Yeah. Why don't they get a grip...
The Pokemon formula is so simple.
Like, why don't they get a grip on the console market in the same way, then? And they can grip and... It'd be like the big gulp, the grip and sip.
I don't think it works that way. Like, I don't know if Pokemon would be a system seller in the same way as it is a handheld seller.
Well, we'll just give Pikachu a machine gun.
I like it. He's gangster type.
Or we'll just rip off Digimon some more and put some rockets on Pikachu's shoulders. we gotta make Pikachu like half machine, like the Terminator.
So far, I'm hearing nothing but good ideas.
Yeah. Why aren't we making this?
Because we're poor, especially you.
Yeah, earlier Gabe's like, I've spent like 5 minutes with Pokemon. I'm like, Gabe, what have you been doing?
he's been working on the site and the podcast.
You're not at school and you work at a jungle gym.
God.
You work at a jungle gym? Were you the guy that makes sure everyone goes to take their nap and serve them juice?
Is it Gabe?
No.
Oh. Are you?
No,
are
I
you
make
like...
sure kids don't like punch each other in
okay,
the face.
So
also,
you're
I
like
charge
kindergarten
parents.
Cop.
Yeah,
it's not.
There actually was like gangland violence at work on Sunday, so that was pretty interesting.
This is in Javi's neighborhood.
A bunch of kids that didn't even know each other just started like going around the facility and like just picking on kids and like pushing them around.
Calling them.
I heard
busters.
So many stories. Yeah. Pretty much. It was like Grand Theft Auto, but in a play center.
How old were they?
I don't know, like 4, 7, 6.
Oh, that's not gangland.
Yeah, for kids.
That's homeland.
That's whatever the name of the place Gabe works at, land. What's that place called?
The place I work at?
Uh-huh.
I'm not disclosing that information.
Come on, Gabe Philbin from Seattle, Washington.
whose social security number is
324896. Edit that out.
You're the one editing this.
That's not my social security number. Or is it? I only said like 5 numbers, so good luck. Nathan Law says X and Y has renewed his hope for the franchise. They are great. I think I'm agreeing so far. Not in the whole renew hope in the franchise. I never really lost hope, I guess.
In what franchise?
Thoughts? Pokemon.
Oh. I like how you confidently say you've never lost hope, but you like
never
barely
lost
played the last entry.
I never lose hope until about 75% of the way through
that's,
the game.
That's,
and
not,
then I
stop. That's not hope, that's just interest.
Gabe loses hope when he looks at his bank account.
I don't like this, but it's good.
Moving on.
I'm curious. Everyone like keeps like acting like the last few games were really, really bad when they weren't. They were the same.
Yeah.
They were really, really... Look, they were the same in a lot of ways, but then they were also... They took out everything that I liked about previous Heart games, Gold. Which is the good Pokemon.
Yeah, that's why Heart Gold remains the gold standard.
Well, that's why X and Y are the fucking shit, because it has a couple new Pokemon, but they're all circled with the original 150. Like, yeah, that's what everybody's always wanted.
It's not like, what was it, Ruby and Sapphire, where it was nothing but the new ones?
Yeah.
And no one liked any of the new ones?
It's like they're like, hey, here's your new starters, but hey, here's the ones you really want after the first gym. Here's Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur. It's like, yes, yes, I'll take them. Thank you.
I will have these.
There's nothing like going into that first patch of grass. Oh, fuck, a Pidgey. Oh, fuck, a Caterpie. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, God, fuck, this stupid snake over and over again. Well, that was the last one.
What, Ekans? Or...
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
Hey, Ryan.
Geodude again.
Hey, Ryan.
Yay. What?
Did you know that Ekans is snake smelled backwards?
Smelled backwards.
It smells terrible.
Did you know it was snake spelled backwards?
I do now.
Did you know that? What's the one he evolves into?
I don't know. I didn't play it that much.
Arbok. Did you know that Arbok is cobra spelled backwards?
Yes.
Yeah, that's some Inception level shit right there. Alright. Prototype. What happened to the last week's episode? The government shut down and so did all my computer files.
Game. Yeah, I didn't even realize that we didn't post one, like, until I saw that tweet, and then I opened up the website today. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they shut Game. Down episode funding.
Gabe was too busy in gangland over there.
Yeah.
It's like Oz over there.
That's terrifying. Would you consider they're all little kids?
He also says, Charmander is still the best starter, to which I say, poo-poo, Squirtle dog.
You know, duh. You know what the first episode of Oz I ever saw was?
The Squirtle episode?
One where a guy gets fucked in the ass.
That's every episode.
And I was like, oh, now I know what I'm getting into.
Now I know what I'm missing.
And then the intro starts. man, what? Oz's
is that
intro.
The sounds of a man
no,
getting banged.
Oz's intro was like a guy like grunting and shit.
Rachel ZG says, "Hey, I got my first Pokemans 2 days ago and can't stop being better than my boyfriend. Please send police. It's good. I like it."
The police are across the street from your apartment in Gangland.
they're too busy corralling all those crazy, crazy kids.
Police send help. Just go onto your roof and like wave down at the street. I'm sure you'll
prototype.
See some cops at the Gangland.
Prototype continues. Says, do you think Game Freak will make X2, Y2, or the traditional route?
It'll be
or go
Z.
The traditional route and make Z.
Z for Zed.
For Zapazon.
Z for Zapazon.
I don't know.
That was my favorite childhood book.
Z for Zangief.
Z for Zardoz.
No, Zangief is the Pokemon.
And was or is XY too easy for you, like others are stating?
People actually think of Pokemon games hard.
Right.
The point wasn't like
shots fired.
Well, yep. No, the point
you
of the games.
Though, someone could make the argument because I haven't had to do copious amounts of grinding, which is a positive thing if you ask me.
If yeah, you focused on, like, two or three Pokemon and just did all the trainer battles, they would be leveled enough for the Elite Four.
Yeah!
So it's the game isn't exactly hard unless you make it hard for yourself.
Unless you're a big dumbo.
And then, finally, which of the fossil dumbos. Pokemon did you choose?
I don't know what that means.
Harris was telling me about this. There's a, like, you get to choose... One, there are like two options.
So it's like every other Pokemon game.
He told me to pick one, but I forget which one he told me to pick because he said he picked the wrong one and it's the worst thing ever.
The Tyrannosaurus is probably one of them.
Oh, dear God, I have to get that. What's his name? Tyrunt or something?
Yeah.
I'm just going to rename it to Tyroot. And that's all the questions / Pokemon comments.
That was exciting.
Cool.
Wow.
I had fun. I like it.
I like you.
I you.
You, I air.
Prostigma.
Construi.
Oui. And now this is us quoting Age of Mythology.
Hey, Javi, if you go to organized boxes, if you go to organized boxes, you can go in and out.
You, I air.
Wait, you can rip Pokemon out and then?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why even the other two?
I don't know. Fuck. I don't know, Javi. I just don't know.
I just work here.
It's a circus of value.
And that's about it. You guys can wrap this little sucker up.
All right. Well, I guess you won't find last week's podcast. Are we going to post it? Should we post them all at the same time? Did you edit it?
Yeah.
Last week's was good.
Yeah, no, I haven't been able to like put them together or anything.
It's been okay. Really busy with Pokemon.
not really.
It came out like a long time later. No, it's because the stupid programs won't install, and then my computer like half died again. But I'm getting my desktop next week, so all these problems will be solved.
Gotcha. All right. Well, go check us out at GameOverNation.com. Listen to some old episodes. We got some good stuff on there. You can find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. You can send us questions there, comments, whatever. Go to our Facebook. Give us a like. Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And even though I don't know if anything's gone up on it in a while, but the YouTube channel, it still exists, and it's YouTube.com/Game0VERNation. Yes,
probably that's still part of it. On there again. Just saying. What?
Ever again.
Nope.
Did you gave up on it? It's
no.
It's been shut.
What?
It's been shut down.
Did
it's been shut down with the government.
It? Did you give up on it?
I haven't given up on it.
All right. Oh, look it's forward to Ryan's content.
It's been shut down by the government. Yeah, anyway, so that's it.
Close out.
Say bye to the people.
Or Dylan can do it.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bye.